Hello, it's Wednesday, May the 19th, and we are in chapter 21 of the prophecy of Isaiah, these great prophetic oracles against the surrounding nations of Judah, and all of them are meant to be warnings against these nations, and the warning typically is about the invasion of Assyria, and it's also a way of reminding Judah that it must trust in the Lord and not make alliances with foreign countries, because this invasion is coming, and the only way that they will escape it is to put their trust in the Lord. And Hezekiah, who at this point is the king, and he's untried and untested. And so Isaiah is sent to deliver these very alarming prophetic judgments against the surrounding nations. Chapter 21, you could almost press repeat. We've seen some of this before. But this time, and it's Babylon that's in the focal point today in chapter 21. And Babylon, which is a waning empire at this point, and Assyria is the one that's very much growing and on the rise. And there's references here to Babylon, to Duma, which means silence, and it's a place in Edom. And Edom, the Edomites were the descendants of Esau, and they lived way down south, below Judah, below the Dead Sea area, going all the way down to the Persian Gulf. The destroyer that you read of in verse 2, the destroyer destroys, that of course is Assyria, conquering Babylon and Merodach. Baladan, who is the chief person in Babylon, calls for an alliance with Elam and Media, and this would be modern-day Iran, Persians, in other words, to make an alliance. It all comes crashing to a halt in verse 9, fallen. Is Babylon. Fallen is Babylon. Well, this of course is in Isaiah's future, but it is once again a word of warning that when God makes a promise or a threat, he will always keep it. Have a wonderful day.